Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Global Church of God, and this is the Miracle Show, and your host, Dr. Christian. We have handled in the past few times about the power of Satan and the devil, the prince of the world, and we continue today. That's an important topic because most people don't know what's going on in this world. First of all, if you want to believe the Bible, then you believe what I'm explaining here, because I am taking here the messages from the Bible. And how do we know the Bible is correct? The Bible was dictated by God, says the Bible. Thousands of people have been writing the Bible down, and it has been started to written about 4,000 years ago. It took about a couple of thousand years when it was finished. And it has never changed its text. The Bible is dictated by God. How do we know that? Go to our website, which is Global Church of God website, abbreviated with the GCG, and the website is www.gcg1.weebly.com. Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, is the web provider. There you see in the tab Sachs Eschatology, topic 101, statements taken from the Bible that will prove that those people who wrote the Bible could not possibly have known what they wrote down. So somebody who knew the secrets of the future, for the past, and for the whole world and universe must have told them, because they are full of statements that are scientific statements that were not known at those years, at that time when the Bible was dictated and written down. So it's clearly that somebody dictated to the human beings, because the people wrote down something that they couldn't have known. How could they write down something that they couldn't know if somebody wouldn't have told them these facts, science facts that we have known now maybe one day, one month, one year, or 100 years, or whatever years. Predictions of the future that exactly in details were proved to be correct. Now, if you understand what I'm saying and realize that that's the fact, go to a website, study those 101 statements. And have a family meeting. I say this in every show. Have a family meeting with your whole family once a week. During the week, you study the same material, all of you. In the meeting, have the babies also, even though they don't read. They don't understand. They do. They absorb information already in the womb. That's a fact. That's a science fact. Have the toddlers there, whether they know to read or not, so that they get used to this kind of material, because this is a success material. The Bible is the success book for life. You don't believe it? Test it out. Start studying that. Start studying with the whole family, and start from the 101 statements. Not all of them at one time, a few statements there, maybe one, maybe 10 or whatever. And then take material also from the Proverbs, easy to understand Proverbs. It takes several years to go through this Bible, maybe 10 years. But the point is that the family meeting will strengthen your family union. It will strengthen your marriage. It will be something that your children will thank you for the rest of their lives, long time after you're gone from this world. And it's an important learning experience. Maybe you want to take in addition to some material from our affiliated organization, which is a science organization, one of the leading ones in the world. And the organization's name is Save the American Family, abbreviated with STAF. And the website is www.staf1.org.weebly.com. Very similar to our website. And there, in the tab Services and sub-tab Restore Any Marriage. That means that's a family tab. Take material there, handle, everybody reads those material that they first agree, and every meeting has, in a rotating basis, a leader who goes through those things and then you handle and discuss those material in that meeting. During that meeting, and that will give you insight, a new insight for your family life, and then you all decide to apply the information. The information, there's a saying, knowledge is power, but I say that's a wrong statement. The wrong statement, it's a correct statement I give you to, you know, here now. It is, knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. So only applied knowledge is power, meaning applied the knowledge what you hear. We are giving these recordings, we are taking and making these recordings outside on New York City streets or parks or similar places. We have some kind of small audience. Sometimes the people who are in the audience are not behaving very well, so you might hear voices that are not really sometimes proper. Anyway, if we are going back to the Satan, what is the Satan? First in the heaven, Luciferus was the name when the Satan was in the heaven. Luciferus means barrier of the life, or the light, Luciferus. Now, when the Satan and the devil was given a new name, Satan and devil, that means opposer and nuisance and all kinds of those kinds of things, he was kicked out from the heaven and put on earth. And then God created a human being, Adam and Eve, to be the first human beings to conquer the devil's power. Every human being is conquered in the same level of strength. We are all stronger than the devil. But the devil is a very strong creature, and the Bible says devil is the prince of the world, and devil wants us all to die and suffer and have sicknesses and everything possible. The Lucifer was kicked out from the devil. It was an archangel that wanted to rebel and wanted to be the number one god. That's what the historians say about the biblical text. Now, we know very well what happened with Adam and Eve. They failed. And that's why the devil got so much power. So do you believe in Satan, in the devil, or not? That's up to you. But I'm giving you the facts from the Bible. Today the topic is Satan just a symbol of evil? It is fairly easy to assert that the Satan that we read about in the Bible is merely a symbol of all that is evil. But that's really, is that really what the Bible teaches? If so, why does the Bible describe Satan as speaking with Jesus Christ and with Almighty God himself? Consider two instances of such conversations. So it's not only a spirit, it's a real person. When Satan spoke with Jesus, when Jesus began his ministry, the devil tried to entice him with three temptations. First, Satan endeavored to pressure Jesus to use his God-given powers in a selfish way to satisfy his own hunger. When Jesus had been in the desert praying for several days, he said, you can change, you can turn this with your power, divine power, turn these stones into bread. Of course, Jesus could have done. And devil tried to say, prove it to me that you're God's son. Devil didn't succeed because Jesus didn't give any kind of presentation of his powers to devil. Anyway, that's what happened. That's the first temptation. Then the devil dared Jesus to risk his life foolishly and draw attention to himself, meaning said, you can jump out from here and save your life. Of course he could have done that, but he didn't want to do it, and he didn't do that. Finally, Satan offered Jesus rulership over all the kingdoms of the world in return for one small act of worship. Jesus rebuffed all three clever attacks each time, quoting the scriptures. And read the scriptures there, Matthew 4:1-11, and Luke 4:1-13. To whom was Jesus talking? To an evil quality within himself? According to, or what, or something else? According to the scriptures, Jesus has been tested in all respects as we have, but without sin. This is said in Hebrews 4:15. The Bible also says, he committed no sin, nor was deception found in his mouth. That's in 1 Peter 2:22. Jesus remained perfect, holding to the course on the integrity. He never let any evil quality develop within himself. clearly Jesus was not talking to someone evil part of himself. He was talking to a real person when he was tempted by Satan. The same conversation reveals further evidence that Satan is a real person. Recall that the devil offered Jesus worldwide rulership in return for an act of worship. This is in Matthew 4, verses 8 and 9. This offer would have been meaningless if Satan were not real. Furthermore, Jesus did not question Satan's claim to such impressive authority. After Jesus rejected the temptations, the devil departed from him until another convenient time. This is said in Luke 4:13. Does Satan in this case seem like a quality of evil, or rather a persistent and determined adversary person? Notice that angels came and began to minister to Jesus when he was there in this earth. Matthew 4:11 is that stated. Were those angels actual spirit persons providing encouragement and practical assistance to Jesus? Clearly so. Why then should we assume that Satan was something other than an actual spirit being? Satan is the prince of the world, and we human beings were put here to conquer the devil's power, but we haven't succeeded. Devil wants to ruin this world, but the God has said in the Bible, he will not allow that. Sooner or later, before the whole world is destroyed, because on the way of destruction, we all know that, God will send his son, Jesus, to become the king of the whole universe, of the world, and there's going to be only one ruler, and that's Jesus, says the Bible. And why would that not be true? Because everything else in the 101 statements are true, the scientific statements and predictions of future. So start taking this seriously. So when Satan spoke with God, then our second instance involves the account of the God-fearing man Job, J-O-B. That record recounts two conversations between the devil and God. In both cases, God praised Job for his integrity. Satan asserted that Job served God only for selfish reasons, insinuating that God was buying Job's loyalty. In effect, the devil claimed to know Job better than God did. God allowed Satan to rob Job of his possessions, his children, and even his health. In time, it became obvious that God was right about Job, and Satan was proved a liar, because even though he went through all these difficult times, he still believed in God and praised God's mercy. So God blessed then Job for his integrity. This is in Job, J-O-B, 1, 6 to 12 verses, and 2, 1 to 7 verses. In those conversations between God and Satan, was God speaking to an evil quality with himself? The Bible says, the way of the true God is perfect. This is in 2 Samuel 22:33. God's word also says, holy, holy, holy is God, the Almighty. Revelations 4:8. Holy means pure, sacred, set apart from sin. God is perfect and flawless. He simply cannot have any evil characteristics. Still, some might argue that even Job was not an actual person, so the whole conversation was allegorical. But does that argument make sense? Other Bible texts indicate that Job was a real person. For example, at James 5:7-11, we find that Job is used as an example to motivate Christians to endure hard times and as comforting reminder that God rewards such endurance. What force would that example have if Job were not a real person and the attacks from Satan only fiction? Furthermore, at Ezekiel, Ezekiel 14:14 and 14:20, Job is included with Noah and Daniel in the list of three righteous men. Like Noah and Daniel, Job was an actual person, a man of great faith. If Job was real, must not his attacker, the source of his persecution, have been real as well? Clearly, the Bible presents Satan as a real spirit person. You might wonder, though, does he present any danger to me and my family today in this modern world? Good question. What about our time? Imagine that a group of criminals suddenly flooded into your city. Obviously, personal safety and neighborhood morals would decline. Now consider a similar scenario. Satan and his demons, real spirit beings who, like Satan, rebelled against God, are suddenly confined to the earth. What could result? Well, think about what you see now and on these news, in the news locally or internationally at this moment about the conditions of the world. Wars going all over, and world is going into disaster. Oceans are dying, forests are dying, and everything is just a disaster, basically. So, because if the prince of the world is the devil wants this, and devil is the one who causes us for us. But remember now, the Bible also says, before we all collapse, God will save us. God will send Jesus to the earth, in the world, and Jesus will become the only ruler of the whole world, and there's gonna be one kingdom only here, led by Jesus. Everything will turn sooner or later into paradise in this world. And people who have believed when they were ill alive, believed in Jesus Christ, and believed the Bible text and the gospel, will be saved by God and given eternal life. Some of these people, how many billions ever there might be, some of them go to heaven to help in the administration. Some will they stay in this world, which is going to be eternal paradise. And people will have no sickness, they will live forever. And only those people who believe in the Bible, only those people who believe in Jesus. And why would this not all be true? Many people say, that's all nonsense, that's all just fiction. Well, what about those 101 pieces of evidence? They are not fiction. So any reasonable human being would understand to believe that if there are 101 different evidences written in the Bible by people who could not possibly have known any of them, scientific facts, predictions for the future, and other facts. And if those are true as they are, isn't then logically everything else and the rest of the Bible also true? That's your choice. I have chosen in my life to believe in the Bible, and I said I found peace. Life is not easy for anybody. Life can be sometimes a disaster, but you can find a peace always in the Bible. Do it, what I'm saying to you to do, and what I'm asking and guiding to do. Have the family meeting. Teach your children to study the Bible. Use a modern language Bible with the modern English. Many churches still use a Bible that language is based on the 1700 English. How can people understand English from the 1700? Much of them wouldn't understand, because every language develops. 1700 English is different than we have now. Not fully, but at least half the difference, so it's difficult to understand. It's easy to understand modern language Bible. And if you have older children who have already learned to use English language, have them using two languages, two Bibles, one in your own language and one in English, in the modern language. In our website, you can find information on how to find the modern language Bible and what kind of Bible to use. And you can also go to the internet and study yourself what the language that you would like to use. Now, let's go forward. What about our time? Imagine that a group of criminals suddenly flooded into your city, as I started explaining. Now, what would this be? Satan and his demons, real spirit beings who, like Satan, rebelled against God, are suddenly confined to the earth. And that is the reason why we have all these problems, all these crimes, all these criminals, all these failures, all this mess up everywhere, the wars and everything. The Bible says the problems will all disappear, and everybody who has believed the Bible text will be saved and live forever in the paradise. And that's a fact. Why wouldn't that be a fact? Because I have proven to you that being a fact. You don't believe it, that's your choice. But I advise you to believe. You will be happier, and you start studying the Bible with your family, and it's on the other website, the Saved American Family website. It might take 10 years or 15 years, one weekly meeting, two couple of hours. You will never regret that you started that kind of study group in your family. Never. You will be regretting that. Because that is spirit that will, as I mentioned, will strengthen your marriage and will improve your relationship with your children. And your children will teach the same, do the same and teach the same to their children. So, do you see an increase in this senseless world violent acts, regardless of worldwide attempts to stop them? Have we succeeded? The Bible says this is caused by devil. Do you see an increase in entertainment featuring spiritism in spite of the concerns of many parents? You see that in the movies and everywhere. Do you see the environment being relentlessly destroyed despite well-meaning efforts to save it? Yes, we do. Does it seem that something is seriously wrong with society and with the world, that some force is pushing mankind towards disaster? Yes, everybody can see that. Please note who the Bible says is behind the present trouble. It's the devil. Devil is the prince of the world, says the Bible. I remember now at the same time, you and I and all your children and every human being is stronger than devil. It's a choice to make and to understand how to avoid the temptations that devil gives you. How to avoid them is to follow the Ten Commandments. And in the modern language, the commandment means a success law. The Ten Commandments, meaning the Ten Success Laws, when you follow them you and apply them in full, teach them to your children to apply. Learn to apply yourself and do it and test them out for years. How does it change your life? You will become rich financially, even a millionaire. I am not joking. You will have health, you will have wealth, you have success in everything. Test it out. You cannot know without testing out. Start doing this. So, use the modern language Bible. As I said, the Ten Commandments in the modern language are the ten success laws. Apply it. Then Jesus was asked, what are the two most important commandments in success laws? He said very clearly, and this is also valid today. He said, first of all, follow God's guidance and study the Bible and do what God says in the Bible. That means, at the same time, Jesus put in a brief manner first, respect God. That's what means respecting is accepting his messages, written messages from the Bible. Number two, love your neighbor. So number one, love your God, love God, and number two, love your neighbor. And Jesus said, these success laws, they cover everything, the rest of the eight. Of course it does. If we all loved our neighbor, we would have nothing. No problems. We would have no force. We had nothing. We would all be in peace and negotiate in peace. And if we follow the ten success laws, meaning respected God's power and respected God's word, we would be successful. So we have the knowledge now how to have successful life. Teach this to your children. Apply to yourself in your life. Test it out for a few years and then you'll see the difference. So, please note who the Bible says is behind the present trouble. It's the devil. Down the great dragon was hurled, the original serpent, the one called devil and Satan, who is misleading the entire inhabited earth. He has hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him. So, the Luciferus started rebelling in heaven, and took and some angels with him also, because they wanted to be with Luciferus in the new power. But they lost the war in the heaven, and they were kicked out of the heaven and put on the earth. The human beings were put here to conquer the devil's world, the power. We failed. And now God wants us to be saved. When we just believe the God's messages and the Bible, we will be saved. Jesus will come and save us all who believe in his power. So, war for the earth and for the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great anger, knowing that he has a short period of time. This means the devil will be destroyed when Jesus comes. This is in Revelation 12:9-12. After considering the evidence, many people have concluded that Satan is a dangerous spirit person, a real person, one who is actively influencing the world around us. You might wonder how you can find protection. That is a valid concern, a good question. You will find the answer when you study the Bible with your whole family. and apply the information. That's how you protect and apply the information for the Bible. It's then clear that the devil will not hurt you. Then God will reward you with a longer life, health, good health, and wealth, including to become a millionaire. It certainly is available with all of you when you just do what the Bible tells. The show time is over, and this is my pleasure to teach you in these matters, my own experience is that all these things work, all these things will work, and then science will prove also. Now, you will get continuing education at university and college credits when you listen to these shows and first register as a listener. Then the points will never expire, they are free and they are valid worldwide. Go to our website and find information how to register as a listener. This is now over this show. And next time we have new information based on the Bible. This is your host, Dr. Christian, in Jesus' name, amen.